rebel against him, as we did with our own fathers or our own parents. I mean, it's just it amazes me. And then we have Jeremiah 2:11-14.
I'm their sister. Okay. Jeremiah 2:11-14. Had the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory from that which does not profit. Be astounded, O ye heavens, at this, and be horrified, afraid. Be ye very desolate, said the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out citrons, broken citrons that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled?
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
And that is God's expression of shock.
I believe so.
Can you believe that God can be shocked?
Well, he's talking about his people, or this can be referring to Israel. Whose name did he change to Israel?
Jacob.
Jacob, or he could be referring specifically to Jacob here when Jacob was disobedient.
But in this passage, he was shocked. We get shocked when our children do something, and all of a sudden we become aware, but it kind of shocks us sometimes.
It does, but he identified what the problem is. They've committed two evils against me. They've forsaken me, and I love that. This phrase that he speaks about himself, the fountain of living waters, beautiful.
And that's what he is.
And actually, by God's grace, thank you, Lord. My heart is just open. That's how that's one way I'm going to refer to Christ in the future. He is the fountain of living waters. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Then we have Hosea 2:8-9.
Sister, I'm there, but you have to go to the next verse after that. Hosea 2:8-9 says, she has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and oil, who lavished on her the silver and gold which they use for Baal. Therefore, I will take away my grain when it is ripe, and my new wine when it is ready. I will take back my wool and my linen intended to cover her naked body.
So this is a warning for us. He will take back. It says God won't do that. Through Jesus Christ now. God meant this back before Jesus came. But Jesus now stands in the gap for our disloyalties.
Amen.
But God gives and takes away.
Amen. And Job, that's exactly what Job stated. Sister, testimony. This verse right now, the Lord has opened my heart for two things. This verse actually took me to God's word where it says, what I've held on to for John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I've held on that for years. And last year, the Lord led me to a verse that says this. Good, Richard. Thank you for claiming that verse. But I also want you to be aware there are consequences for the sins that you've already committed. And so those two verses have now held together. This passage here brought me to those two verses because verse 8 speaks about confessing the sins, but verse 9 talks about the consequences to those sins. And so I'm going to read it again in that context. So verse 8 says, she has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain. We got it from God. The new wine we got from the Lord, and the oil from the Lord, who lavished on her the silver and the gold, which they used for Baal. He gave us everything, and we used it for the enemy, is what he said there. So there we are, confessing the sins that we made. Verse 9 says, therefore, I will take away my grain when it is ripened, and my new wine when it is ready, and I'll take back my wool and my linen, and my linen intended to cover her naked body. There's the consequences for your sin. If you're obedient, you'll get the blessings in verse 8. And if you're disobedient, you'll get the consequences in verse 9. God's word always matches up.
That's right. And this is a warning of forsaking God.
Amen.
The removal of the blessings and provision. And that's for today too.
Amen. He's given us everything that we need if we are obedient and trust him. And we take it and we serve, which they use for Baal, other gods.
That's right. And we can have gods in our lives. We can put other things before God.
Sister, one of the God that is so prevalent in everyone's life today is the cell phone. This cell phone is like a god in people's lives.
That's right.
And I'm speaking, not that I've broken free from it. I wake up in the morning, sometimes it's the first thing I grab before my Bible. I'm going to bed at night, it's the last thing in my hand before my Bible. And when I look everywhere on the street, in the buses, in the restaurant, in the malls, in church sometimes, people have the cell phone in their hand.
That's right.
It is a present day God that we serve.
That's right. Now we're going to go to this. We're still on line one. Deuteronomy 4:25-32. Are you there? I'm there.
Sorry, sister.
Okay, that's fine. When you beget children and grandchildren, have grown old in the land and act corruptly and make a carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God, provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you crossed over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither sees nor hears, hear nor eat nor smell. Amen. How far? Oh, I'm going to 32. Okay.
Amen.
I'm going to
and
need
amen.
Sunglasses. Sister. I'm going to need sunglasses when I sit on this one. No. Number 29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things once upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is merciful God, he will not forsake you or destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that was down to 32?
Yes.
Amen. And if you are you heading over to Deuteronomy
28,
verse 34?
I'm going to move over a bit here. Okay, so Deuteronomy 28:34. Okay. Then the Lord will scatter you among the people from one end of the earth to the other, and there you'll serve other gods which neither you nor your father have known, wood and stone, period. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord would give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of your soul.
Amen.
And amen. And then there's Leviticus 26:19.
Yes, I am their sister.
Okay.
Leviticus
26.
Ooh. Please forgive me, sister. Give me a second to get here. I had it, and I closed it out. Leviticus 26, verse 19 reads as such. I'll break down your stubborn pride and make the sky above you like iron and the ground beneath you like bronze. And did you not talk about your stubbornness, sister, when you started this program?
Yes.
Did the Lord break your pride?
He sure did.
Amen. Amen.
So this is talking about these verses, Deuteronomy and Leviticus, talking about a national defeat and being in exile. He will exile you. He'll let the enemy come in and do whatever, just like Job, right? But it all seems that he did it in the New Testament, and he does it today as well. When we turn away, we're coming out from under the covering of the blood of Christ. I want people to understand that. When we rebel against God, we come out from under the covering of Jesus Christ. And then the enemy can have their way. You open the door to Satan's tactics. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Deuteronomy 30, 17, 18. Are you there?
I am. Deuteronomy 30, 17, 18 reads, but if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess.
That's a core warning.
And that's in Deuteronomy 30, verse 17 or 18. They have not gone over the Jordan as of yet. And imagine reading that. We're about to go into the promised land, and the Lord drops this verse in your heart.
It's a warning. He warns us ahead of time. And now we're going to go Deuteronomy 31, 16, 17.
Deuteronomy 31, 16, 17 reads, and sister, if you can get to the next verse,
yeah.
But Deuteronomy 31, 16, 17 reads, and the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and their people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evil and trouble shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us?
It's a silence. He turns away from evil. Jesus Christ went on the cross, and he was taking all the sins of the world on himself, and his Father had to look away because he could not stand the sin of the people that was upon his Son.
Amen. And verse 17 speaks of the consequences of those sins if we do not turn back and put our trust and hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right. Now we're on Leviticus 26, verse 17 to 26. Oh, I thought I was there. One more page. Okay. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when the one pursues you. And after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I'll make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you 7 times more plagues according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. And if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you, and I will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I'll bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, and 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And that's where I'm going to end.
Verse 26.
I did that. Yes. I just read it.
Amen. Amen.
At least I hope I did. Oh, wait, am I? Yeah, Leviticus. Right, okay. And then Judges, are you there? 2:14?
I am. Judges 2:14 reads, in his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Consequences.
Yes, and this is physical desolation and famine, loss of military and protection. And now we're going to Psalm 102:27.
I'm there, okay. And 102:27 reads as such. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Simple. But you remain the same, and your years will never end.
Right. Amen. And then Isaiah.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I went to line 2. I was supposed to read line 2 first. I forgot. I thought it was a continuation of what we were doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You see it.
So now we're going to do line 2. of paragraph 1, the court of embrace, page 70, paragraph 1, line 2. I am the same today and yesterday, forgiving, forgiving, forgiving mightily. Amen.
Amen. And Psalm 102, verse 27. I'll be right there, sister.
Okay.
Psalm 102, verse 27 reads as such. I read this already, but
yes.
You remain the same and your years will be... Oh, yeah, because we read the line. But you remain the same and your years will never end.
So Jesus stays the same.
Amen.
Then Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you. Okay. So that means he's staying the same in his punishments or consequences as well. And then you have Colossians 2:13-14.
Colossians 2:13-14 reads as such. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross.
Amen. So that's from the old, Lord, to the new. So the old Jesus Christ had not been nailed to the cross. And all that stuff came on the Israelites and on other people as well. But because he nailed it all to the cross, we are now saved by grace.
Amen. Amen.
And then Hebrews 4:16. Oh, where are we here? 14, 15. Oh, there it is. It's at the top. Okay. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find. I can't read it. And find grace to help us in time of need. Sorry. Let me read that again. Let us. I don't know if I can. My Bible's kind of wrinkled there. Let us there come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And then we got Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen, amen. And then I've got
Malachi
3:6. When you were dead in your... Malachi 3:6. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now we have James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shadow of turning. Amen.
Amen and amen, sister. Let's go to a song, and then we can come back and continue on line 3.
Okay.
Through the valley and the sea.
Amen. Says it all. Never lets go of us. He never let go of Israel, even in their rebellion. And he won't let go of us. He keeps calling us back. He'll give us encouragement. When we think things are not going the way it should, there'll be a ray of hope from somewhere, somehow, through him. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Richard, I have a little problem.
Oh.
Richard, I have a problem.
Sorry, my...
I need your help.
Okay, my sister. I will be... I'll be there. In two shakes of lamb's tail.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
He never stops loving us once he becomes our Savior. Even when we turn away in discouragement or whatever, he's still there pursuing you. And he'll pursue you to the ends of the earth. But it's still your choice to turn back. Lord, to come to him. Free will. Offer yourself a free will offering. Offer yourself to him and let him be your Savior. Amen.
Amen, 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 sister. She sang, a heart full of failure and a soul full of shame. Aren't we all there at some point, sister, that our heart is filled with failure and our soul filled with the shame of what we've done in the past.
That's
right. Sister, my heart is leading to another song by the Holy Spirit, and I don't know if it's too much or save it for next time.
No, that's what the Spirit's telling you, then we should do it.
My soul's in your hands.
Drive me, Lord.
As you think there's a way I could try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord. I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm wasted, it so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you so, help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm wasted, it's so, help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you so, help me, Jesus.
My soul's in your hand, Jesus. My soul's in your hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sister. I love that song. When I came across it, the gospel became so personal to me. It, you know how they say sometimes Christ got to come into your heart? When I heard the song for the first time, he seeped into my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love that song. And when I played it for my mom, you know what I didn't realize? She knows that song and she loves it. It's one of her favorites as well. We had a ball together when we discovered that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we're continuing on line 2, yes.
Oh, sorry, that was here. Okay. So paragraph 1, line. Oh, we did line 2, line 3.
Sister, I don't believe we have time to get into line 3. Ashley, let's give it a go.
Okay.
I think we can get it done. I think we can get line 3 done, and we can go into salvation thereafter. Or we can stop at line 2 and...
We'll stop at line 2, yeah.
And as a spirit lead, it is your call, my sister. Moving forward. Amen. We're moving on. Line 3.
Okay. So Psalm 86:5.
Yes, but we're going to read the... Amen, of course, in Jesus' mighty name.
I'm so caught up in
those songs. We can play another one or two.
I am the same today, yesterday. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving mightily. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister, if you can head over to Matthew 6.
Okay.
Our first verse here is Psalm 86, verse 5. And it reads as such. You, Lord, are forgiven and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. Amen. What a beautiful, simple, and straightforward verse. The next is Psalm 103, verse 12, and it reads as such, as far as the east is to the west, so far has he removed our transgressions. What a verse to hold on to when we forget that God has forgiven us for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And the third verse in line 3 is Isaiah 43:25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. It speaks about God's forgiveness.
And in Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Amen.
And then we're going to Matthew 18:21-22.
Yes.
Matthew 18:21-22.
Then Peter came to him, meaning Jesus, and said, Lord,
how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 77 times. I'm going to do 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with the servants. And when he had begun to settle the accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. We do not have time for this story. I thank you, Jesus. I give you praise and glory. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we'll go on to the next. Maybe I can ablib this. This is about a servant who owed money. The king forgives him and forgives the debt. But there was somebody that owed this man money. And he went out and he wasn't very nice to this other man who owed him money. And so he would not forgive his debt. And then the king heard about it, and the king brought him in and said, I forgave you, but you did not forgive the one who owed you. Therefore you shall go into prison. And that man lost everything because of his not forgiving another, because we have to push it forward. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister, we're going to go to a quick song, and then we're going to come back and finish up where we are. Amen, amen, amen. And please forgive us. We had technical difficulties with one of the mic, but we're back on track. And so, sister, our next verse is Romans 3, 24 to 23 to 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all have justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we have Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And then we have Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9.
Which we read earlier. One part of our salvation verse.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen.
Amen.
One verse more.
And then Titus 3:8 reads as, this is trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. And our last verse is verse 1:9, sister, which I know by heart. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And this leads us to the offer of salvation in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
And when we receive the offer of salvation, the word of God says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God as Christ has forgiven you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to come into salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the listeners. We bless them, Father God. And anyone out there who doesn't know Christ or has backslidden, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now pray this prayer if you believe that. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and need your salvation. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. I call upon your name and ask you to come into my heart and save me. Thank you, Jesus, and amen. And if you have prayed this prayer, you are now a child of God, belonging to the family of God. And we congratulate you and welcome you into the family of God. And the angels are smiling down you and singing and rejoicing, and God is smiling at you. Welcome, son and daughter. Welcome home. Amen.
Amen and amen. And that is God's word, and it is that easy to be saved. It's, as we read in Romans, it's a free gift from God, not of works. You just have to confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, and you will be saved. You will be forgiven of all your sins and granted eternal life, and you are a member of eternity with the Father. And so we want to thank you for being with us here at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is Poems of Divine Power Solution. Our goal and the mandate is to offer the gift that Jesus Christ left at the cross, salvation. Thank you. And
thank
sister,
you,
we'll close out in prayer.
I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and glory for all those that have come to hear your word this morning, Lord, and your worship songs, Lord. They were so important and so
Amen.
In tune with what we're speaking of, Lord. I thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit this morning. I thank you, Lord, you'll touch the people wherever, whatever they need they have, that as they call upon your name, that you will hear and answer them. I thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins and for the cross. I thank you, Lord, that you will touch the people at their point of need, and they'll be lifted up high out of that circumstances. We give you all the praise and glory. Amen and amen. And I just want to say the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6, 24 to 26. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And tune in next week every Friday for Poems of Divine Power between 11 and 2 p.m. God bless.
God bless you. Bye from Annie Lane.
And bye from Richard.
Listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca. Thanks for looking out for each other. You are not alone.
Join us at the Wilmot Rec Center on July 9th, July 23rd, and August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. for the Nith Valley Eco Boosters Youth Advocates Sustainable Trivia Night.
Reggae Patrol on CKMS 102.7 FM every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't touch that dial.
Au Canada, près de 30 millions de poules sont élevées chaque année pour la récolte de leurs œufs. La plupart passent leur vie dans de petites cages métalliques, ce qui cause des blessures, stress et souffrances. Loblaw, la plus grande chaîne d'alimentation au Canada, avait promis de vendre uniquement des œufs de poule en liberté d'ici 2025. Mais Loblaw semble maintenant revenir sur sa promesse. Les Canadiens s'attendent à mieux et les animaux méritent mieux. Demandez-leur de respecter leur engagement sur humanworld.org/Loblaw. Un message de Human World for Animals Canada.
Double happiness.
From Australia, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM.
Radio Waterloo.
Hey, this is Saren from Alien Boys, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM. Radio Waterloo.
Bruce here from Spring Rooster, based out of Vancouver. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Keep on keeping on and have yourself a great day.